They say opera is the art of emotion. Opera is a total art form which joins music, singing, drama, poetry, and sometimes dance. Do you love to listen to classical music? Have you ever been to an opera performance? Do you know that there is a big opera festival in Montenegro every summer called Operosa Montenegro Opera Festival? If you did or you didn't know, stay with us to hear more about this amazing art form from the founder, artistic director of Operosa and opera singer Catherine Hataya. Dear Catherine, it's an amazing pleasure to discuss opera and Operosa with you. But now I'm interested, Catherine, you were an opera singer, now you're an opera production. Have you always known you wanted to be a singer, or did that passion develop over time? And what made you choose opera instead of other music direction?
I have always been interested in opera. And when I was going to high school, it was a music high school, and during that high school period, I was able to explore all the different genres of vocal music, classical, opera, rock and roll, jazz, everything. And it was really following those years of high school before choosing university studies that made it clear to me that opera was something that I absolutely loved.
And are there any differences between opera singer and pop singers?
I can't think of anything else immediately now. I mean, I'm sure there's many, but the microphone, I would say, just microphone.
Okay, yes. Thank you. And do you have any favorite opera singer?
Yes, Swedish mezzo-soprano Ann-Sofie von Otta.
Oh, great. And what have been your three most important turning points in life?
My three most important turning points have been, I guess, I was about 14, 15. I discovered Mozart. That was my very, very first turning point. Second is my family. Mm-hmm. And third is perhaps not such a happy thing, but it really has affected my life on many levels, and that's cancer, the illness.
Okay. Now, if you were on an island and you could bring only three things, what would that be?
I would bring the full score of Don Giovanni. Then I would bring an excellent version of a encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I guess I would bring sunscreen.
Okay, great. I know that you have two amazing boys, and if you were 80 years old, what would you tell to your children?
I would say, don't waste time procrastinating. You have to dare to do. That would be my just keep doing, dare to do.
Perfect. Can you tell us, what does opera mean to you?
I am an opera singer, and it's intoxicating. I couldn't imagine living without it. It's like a drug. It's like a secret love affair. You can have numerous love affairs during different productions. It's like you are living you're living somebody else's life. It's a very, very exciting sort of form. It is like a secret lover that you have every time when you are involved in a new production. Opera, for me in general, is that it is a live and fantastic, like dynamic media of communication. and it has extraordinary complexity and ease at the same time. So by that I mean that although opera is in its form, it's complex, it is something that easily communicates to people. And today we have such incredible means at our disposal, which it makes it very easy to find new ways of communicating the messages, the different messages in opera to new audiences, and especially new audiences in the future. So opera is very much alive today, and that is what I feel passionately about, and that really is the core meaning of it for me.
And where the idea for creating Operosa came from, and in which direction are you carrying it to?
Well, the very first idea of Operosa came when I was invited to sing at the Sofia National Opera, and there were quite a few young singers working together with the more established older generation singers, and the artists around, the stage management and designers and everything. It just became quite clear to me through that production and through that experience that there was a space to fill. There was a lack in opportunity in the region. I explored more and found that it was something definitely worthwhile looking into, creating a form of organization that solely promotes young talent and bases it on a dynamic and exciting experience for the audience. That opera is not equivalent to something old-fashioned and unpleasant, but it's or complicated. You cannot understand it. You can definitely understand opera today, and that was like the experience that I felt became very clear when I established Operosa and started working with the young singers. So that is how the whole kind of thing started, and since then it's just developed. It has grown even more in that direction. Now that 10 years on, Operosa has developed incredible connections and networks internationally, and it every time it just strikes me how all the opera houses everywhere in the world they have the same message. They have the same core message. They want to respect the old, but at the same time they want to refresh.
Okay, and today we have Operosa Montenegro Opera Festival, and it's a big and unique festival happening in Montenegro, and
yes.
It's lasting 5 days from the last year. So how people react to that festival? How it was last year? Can you describe a bit?
Well, last year we had a wonderful, we did La Cenerentola and Cinderella, opera by Rossini. We had artists from all over the world, from Kazakhstan to Europe. It was really a fantastic spread of artists. And seeing the young artists, not just singers, but the orchestra, the chorus, and the stage management, the designers, everybody sort of coming together and working like that in a place like Montenegro, because Montenegro is this stunningly beautiful place, does not have a national opera. And so I believe that Operosa has a special place in Montenegro, and the festival takes place in this beautiful open-air amphitheater, Kanlikula fortress, and all the ingredients just melt into this wonderful experience. Once again, a young country, young artists producing opera performances, classical music performances, with a verve, with a dynamic vibe. And I think that all that just makes it a very perfect package for Montenegro. Yes.
Great. So apart from Operosa Montenegro Opera Festival, you have also Operosa Academia, which is educational project that is one of multiple projects that you are developing within the young
yes.
audience. So mm-hmm. how far you moved within with Operosa Academia from the early stage?
Well, Operosa Academia has developed tremendously, and we are still developing it. We can still see many, many paths that have been unexplored. But so we started out with just master classes and workshops, which in themselves are already very, very good, excellent sort of forms of developing singers' skills and artists' skills. But since then, we have internationally become recognized and gained collaboration schemes and programs with organizations such as ENOA. ENOA is the European Network of Opera Companies. And this is something that that we can develop even further. And through these networks, we keep finding new companies, new organizations that want to bring collaboration to us as well as we bring collaboration to them. Aspect of development that we want to be is the accreditation programs, and this is something that we are very much looking at on how to take that forth. So yes, Academia is blossoming.
Perfect. So basically people can go actually through Academia first, and they can go through workshops, labs, to be introduced with international people and to work with them to gain experience from them, and later on they can show their talent during the Operosa Montenegro Opera Festival, something like that?
Sometimes that can happen. It really depends. I think that participating in the Operosa Academia activities, it is a two-way experience. First of all, for the artists, they get to work with fantastic artistic directors, and it is a training above all. So this training makes them more accomplished artists. They learn skills, and then this skill is then recognized by Operosa and the artistic directors, and in many cases has then led to a position in the Operosa festival activities or in the performances during the summer. So yes, there is a link, which often does happen.
Yeah, perfect. So do you have in plans to introduce next opera performance by Operosa?
Yes, we have now this year we are going to be doing Russian opera. It's something that we have thought about on many occasions. Our music director, Eraldo Salmieri, who has been with Operosa since the very beginning, he was part of our first, very, very first opera performance production festival in 2007, and I met him while I was working as a singer, and he and I, we had been discussing doing Russian opera for many, many years now. Problem with Russian opera is that it is really grand opera. You need a big orchestra, big chorus, big, everything is big, oversized about Russian opera, big voices. And Kandikula stage has restrictions, which means that the orchestra has to be on the stage, and that puts, just sheer size wise, it limits what we can do there. And as much as that is a disadvantage, it is also an advantage, because then we are selecting pieces that are actually very user friendly for younger voices, and that is a good thing. So this year's production, this Russian opera Yolanta by Tchaikovsky, it has been completely reorchestrated for a chamber orchestra, and that is very exciting. So we are working with somebody who is doing this work together with us. We are discussing all the different aspects, the instrumentation, the certain cuts that need to be done, etc. And so that is going to be then looking in a very, very exciting form. We have an international team again. We have English stage director Ashley Dean will be directing it. Of course, Maestro Salmieri will be conducting it. And then we have various designers. We also have for the first time in the artistic directors team, we have a Serbian artist, Ilija Visnić, who is going to be doing the costumes for us, which is also very, very nice. We look forward to having him join this international team. And yes, it's going to be a very, very fantastic thing to, because I think that also Russia and Russian opera is going to be well received in Montenegro, because there are a lot of Russian people who exactly. still have connections in Montenegro, and yes, no, it's
yeah. Last year, I mean, this year we expect a lot from Operosa, because last year we saw that the whole Kanlikula was transformed basically in Cinderella fairy tale. So we expect a lot with this Russian opera Yolanta, and I believe that a lot of people want to apply to be part of your project, part of Opera Yolanta and premiere in Montenegro. So can you tell us how somebody can become part of casting crew of Operosa? Is there any application process or something?
All artists who are interested, there is, I think there has been an open call already to apply. So we are on the social medias, so you can find about Operosa on the social media. So anybody who is interested should just send their CV, any additional material that they feel that will make their application more interesting. And after that, we invite them to either come audition or have a meeting if it's about design, to look at their portfolio, and then we move on from there.
Great. So if there are any interested people listening to this now, you can apply with your CV or any additional material at, for example, info at operosa.org, and they will reply as soon as possible.
Exactly.
So, Catherine, we heard that last year you introduced a very interesting program called Young at Opera. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Young at Opera is very much about our campaign to attract new and younger audiences above all. So we want to encourage families with children to bring their children to the performances. And we want to encourage young people to take initiative and come to the performances. And Young at Opera was a campaign that we initiated last year, as you said, and it is about, if you are under 18, you get free access, you get free entry to see select performances.
Okay. What kind of training is required to perform opera at the professional level? What age you would recommend to start learning to sing opera?
Voices vary. Voices are all different, and voices develop at different paces. So there's not one sort of thing that fits for all. The one thing I would say is that you have to get into the discipline of making music, because in making music you need to be very disciplined, and you should do that as early on as possible. So let's assume that, you know, if there's any parent who has given you support in this, playing an instrument is a fantastic way of getting into the habit of being disciplined. But if you are starting out and you're creating your own discipline as a singer, then I would say that, you know, in early 20s, by the time you're, you know, 17, 18, 19, you can already be rehearsing, practicing, and getting into this discipline.
Yeah, and is opera competitive?
Of course, it's very, very, very competitive, and you need to keep take care of your health. You need to be sure that you are you have your pitch ready. You are able to perform at a very short given notice. So you always have to be sort of taking care of yourself and in top condition at all times.
So does the best voice usually wins out, or there are some other factors that are important?
I would say that, well, yes, the best voice often wins, but there are many other aspects also that play in, and that is that how are you to work with? This is a very, very important aspect of things that often singers, young singers especially, they don't quite understand. There's a certain humility. Companies like to work with people that are easy and good to work with. You need to be reliable. You need to know your stuff. That is like, you know, incredibly, incredibly important. You may be lucky and you get hired by a house, but you can be equally unlucky and be fired very quickly if you turn up unprepared. And just in general, you are not easy to work with.
Yeah.
So that is a very, very important other part of it, I would say.
So one opera singer has to take care of their voice. So is there any secret what kind of beverages that opera singer drink to keep their voice in good shape?
Anything in excess is bad, except water, water, water. You need to keep hydrated. Singing is a very dehydrating business, especially when you are in production and actively working on something. Then you do need a lot of water and hydrating drinks. So that would be, yes, that's it.
And the last question, what is your idea of earthly happiness?
My family and Mozart.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Catherine.